The scripture this morning is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38, and it's from the Common English Bible. Jesus traveled among all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, announcing the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were troubled and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The size of the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest." Thus ends the reading.
This past week was Valentine's Day, and if you were like my family, we celebrated Valentine's Day with a pizza from Andrea's and stayed at home and kind of watched Ghost Adventures and kind of, well, it was a lot of excitement around our house for Valentine's Day. And I thought about different things that Valentine's Day is. So I found this little thing, and I thought I would share with you this morning about cards to think about next Valentine's Day. Looking back over the years that we've been together, I can't help but wonder, what was I thinking? I've always wanted to have someone to hold, someone to love, and after having met you, I've changed my mind. As the days go by, I think how lucky I am that you're not here to ruin it for me. As you grow older, Mom, I think of all the gifts you've given me, like the need for therapy. You look great for your age, almost lifelike. When we were together, you always said you'd die for me. Now that we've broken up, I think it's time that you should keep your promise. We have been friends for a long time. What do you say we call it, quits? I'm so miserable without you, I'm almost like you're here. You're such a good friend that if we were on a sinking ship and there was only one life jacket, I'd miss you heaps and think of you often. Today we're talking about a simple message from Jesus where he calls us. And if we look at the first verse of this message today, it's kind of speaks volumes to us. It tells us that Jesus was a herald, Jesus was a teacher, and Jesus was a healer. And when I started studying this, I was like, a herald. I wonder if that's where the song, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Anybody thought about that? Hark the Herald? A herald is a person that brings a proclamation from the king, a proclamation to share with great certainty that message is there for all of us to experience. Jesus was a herald. He brought that message to us from the king. He brought it from God to us so we could enjoy life and be part of the salvation experience. Now, for those of you who take notes, I want you to copy down these two words. Splagnetize. This is Greek. S-P-L-A-G-H-I-S-T-H-E-I-S. Splagnetize. Then you got splagna. S-P-L-A-N-G-C-H-N-A. And just hold on to those, because we're going to come back to that. Two words, two very important words about today's message. Splagnetize and splagna. When I shared that with my family, they both looked at me like I was crazy. First off, you got a hillbilly from Southern Illinois trying to talk Greek, which would it come out kind of real heavy, redneckish. But I wanted you to think about this. Why is it that when we look at text, certain things get lost. We read today's text, and it's kind of powerful, and I'm just going to reread it for you real quick. This first verse, it says, Jesus traveled among all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, announcing the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion. He had splagnetize. Take that word compassion out and put splagnetize in there. Jesus had splagnetized for them because they were troubled and helpless like the sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the size of the harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are only a few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for the harvest. Splagnetize. Now, I want you all to think, what's he talking about when he keeps saying splagnetize? Splagnetize means this. This is the strongest word in the Greek language to describe the compassion that Jesus had for people. Splagna, the root word, means from the depths of the bowels of the body where the compassion lied the most for the people. Jesus had compassion for people. More compassion than we really kind of grasp. We miss out on that splagna. We miss out on that deep, deep, deep compassion because we just read the word compassion and we move on. We don't realize it's the deepest form of compassion, the deepest caring, the deepest serenity for people. Jesus cared about each one of us in depth. Do you care about each other in depth? Oftentimes we read the Bible and we go up to somebody and we share the Bible with you. And I just tell you the words of the Bible. I just read them to you, right? Just read them to you. I read them to you, right? But do we have compassion for those words? There's something I want you to realize with Jesus in this, that Jesus is a teacher. In that first verse, Jesus teaches us by example. If you go through the four Gospels and you start really picking them apart, and I mean really sitting down and studying the four Gospels, you realize that Jesus did more healing, more comforting, and more teaching than he ever did about standing there telling you, you know, you should really memorize Matthew 9. He tells us that we should live it. We should become the part of it. We should really have the splagnetize for the people around us. This church is great about that. We have compassion for folks. We really do. We have a lot of compassion because we're willing to go that extra mile, a little extra effort for someone. It's pretty evident if you look around our kitchen. Our kitchen's always got somebody in there cooking for someone. There's always times that somebody in the community needs something. And I don't know how many people that I visited over this past winter that Dave has shared his personal cell phone number with them. You got a problem, give me a call. I'll come over here for you. Several of us have done that. We share our lives with people so that the splagnetize, compassion, the deepest compassion we have for somebody is displayed. We're willing to go that extra mile, but are we willing to go that extra mile to teach the word? The word's the important part. This past week, I was privileged to be sitting in this clergy conference that I complain about, but I was blessed because the district superintendent's son, Monty, came and he brought us the message. And he brought us the message, and he was talking about the five talents. And the two talents, and the one talent. And if you remember the scriptures, how each person that received a talent, they did something else with it. But then he pointed out an important fact. He said that God gave you those talents. He gave you all talents to serve here, serve this community. He's called me in here to serve with great certainty, to be the herald for this church, to come forth and preach the good news to you and the bad news. There's a lot of times in preachers' lives that we hear these kind of things come to us. Well, that was a pretty good sermon. I'm glad so-and-so was here to hear it, or I wish they would have been here to hear it. Well, when you say those kind of things, that sermon's kind of hitting you right between the eyes. Other times we hear sermons about, well, preacher, did you have to step on my toes so hard? With great certainty, I had to step on your toes a little bit because I've been called to be the herald for this church. You all have also been called with great certainty to be heralds in your walks. You are to be the teachers. You are to take the words of God and not proclaim them with great memory, but with great action. The action where you step forth and you say, with excellence, let me show you what I can do to help you. I understand that you have a hurt hand and you have issues around your house that still need to be done. Let me come and help you because I have deep compassion, spagnetized for you. I'm willing to come to your house and to humble myself by working and developing sweat across my brow to make sure that you have what you need. That's what this message is about today. It's about coming forth and being that person there, because when the harvest comes, you've got to be willing to work. You've got to be willing to get out there and really separate the wheat from the chaff. There's a lot of chaff that floats around in churches, a lot of chaff. There's a lot of, I'm here for it's a social event. Not, I'm here to learn. We look at Jesus in the third light. He was a healer. Jesus was a big healer. Jesus went out of his way with deep compassion to walk up to Mary and say, I'm sorry that your friend Lazarus is dead, but let me call him out of the tomb for you. I'm sorry that you're experiencing this problem, oh blind person. Let me heal you so you can see what's going on. Oh, I've been out preaching all day. I've just rode the entire way across the Dead Sea. I've been out here all day. I'm tired. I'm ready to go home. As they removed the beams from the roof that he was inside to lower someone down before him. And he continued to have that deep compassion. Jesus led by example, and he's leading you by example to be part of that. There's a couple of things that we really need to think and focus on with this. And it comes from Matthew 10. Verses 5 through 11, it says, Jesus sent these 12 out and he commanded them, don't go among the Gentiles or the Samaritan city. Go instead to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. As you go, make this announcement. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases and throw out demons. You receive without having to pay. Therefore, give without demanding payments. Workers deserve to be fed, so don't gather gold or silver or copper coins for your money belts to take on your trips. Don't take a backpack for the road or two shirts or a sandal or a walking stick. Whatever city or village you go into, find someone in it who is worthy and stay there until you go on your way. When you go into a house, say peace. Jesus tells us we don't need anything. We don't need anything extra in our lives. He tells us that he's going to supply everything that we need with excellence. For those who think that they can't stand up and proclaim the gospel or show the gospel, Jesus is going to teach you how to do that because he's going to qualify you for the job. With great wealth, we were sent to this earth. With great wealth, we can reap the rewards of what's out there. We can serve the people that need to be served. We can walk the walks that we need to walk. We can have the splagna. The splagna that lives so deep down inside us that we can have the splagnetized to experience it. I challenge you today to experience that inner deep compassion. Be willing to sacrifice so others can have. Realize that our church does a lot, but we can do a lot more. Recently at the committee meetings, the main committee meeting, anybody want to tell me what was the one challenge I laid on every part? For each committee to decide. Set a goal. And what was our goal that we needed to do? Make disciples for Jesus Christ. Pretty simple. I never said that you needed to add more warm bodies in this sanctuary. I never said that you needed to bring more people inside this church. I said we need to make disciples for Jesus Christ. All of our committees came together and all of our committees came up with great ideas. I challenge you today to take those ideas that you came up with and go make disciples for Jesus Christ. Because when the harvest comes and none of us know when it's going to happen, are you willing to pick up your tools and go to work? Or are you going to sit back and wait and see what happens? We can do more, even with less. Please stand and join us on our closing song. Please join me in prayer. Gracious God, as we leave this house today, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to come together and learn about the deep compassion that you have for us. Lord, I realize that you believe in us and everything that we can do because we were equipped by you. We recall with excellence, Lord, and I ask you to challenge us to serve with excellence in your honor and your glory. With all these things, I pray in your Son's awesome and holy name. Amen.